USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a $280 billion bill aimed at making the United States more competitive in the semiconductor industry, despite a late push by Republican leaders to block the bill over a separate Democratic spending proposal. President Biden spoke with the Chinese president for 2 hours on Thursday, the two reportedly discussing Taiwan and other issues. Appearing on Fox News, South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem says she's concerned that China's president reportedly told President Biden that further U.S. involvement with Taiwan is playing with fire.
What we've done on energy policy, what we've done on food security, supply chain issues, has weakened America, and now we have China emboldened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A whistleblower is bringing troubling information to Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's attention.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. Two of Hunter's Mexican business associates visited the West Wing on February 26, 2014, and were given a tour by then Vice President Joe Biden. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is declaring a state of emergency as flash flooding is devastating parts of eastern Kentucky. He added 3 people have died as a result of the flooding. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is now the second largest in the game's history. It stands at $1.1 billion, with a cash option of just under $650 million. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
In 2017, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise was shot while practicing for the charity congressional baseball game. He credits Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup as the reason why he's still alive. While practicing for the 2022 game set for tonight, Congressman Wenstrup tells Fox and Friends about how he administered first aid to Congressman Scalise during the shooting.
Once I had the chance, I got out to Steve and assessed him just like I did in Iraq, you know, when you have wounded coming in. And actually, his case reminded me of one in Iraq. And so I knew right away that he was in much more trouble than people thought.
The recall of an over-the-counter product has people taking note.
All flavors of magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution have been recalled after reports of, quote, serious adverse reactions to the product. It is sold at CVS, Kroger, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Walmart under a variety of generic brand names, usually in 10-ounce packages. Customers who possess the product should stop using it and return any remaining product to the place of purchase, the Food and Drug Administration has stated. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.